This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Four members of Colorado's Democratic State Central Committee have filed a formal complaint with the state party. They're asking to remove a vice chair from her leadership position. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The woman is Sheena Cotty. Earlier this week, CPR reported that for over a year, Cotty publicly accused Democratic Representative Leslie Harrod of being a sexual predator and urged other Democrats to cut ties with her. A Denver County judge found Cotty's claims to be wholly unsubstantiated. Harrod was recently granted a year-long protection order from Cotty. Top Democrats say they want to bar Cotty from party events and that she violated the party's code of conduct. It takes a vote of the Central Committee to officially remove someone, and the state chair has also called for her resignation. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A program to build artificial intelligence literacy among Colorado students and educators has received a $3 million state grant. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The program is called Elevate AI. It's a collaboration between Spark Fun Electronics and the nonprofit Colorado Education Initiative. It plans to bring together industry, trainers, and Colorado school districts to help meet state hiring needs in computer and math fields. It also aims to equip teachers and students with skills in artificial intelligence. CEI's Rebecca Holmes hopes to work closely with school districts.
If what we want is for Colorado to be on the cutting edge of how AI positively impacts K-12, what are our individual and collective efforts?
The Opportunity Now grants come from federal COVID money. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The progressive advocacy group Colorado Fiscal Institute will get $1 million from Yield Giving. Colorado Fiscal Institute describes itself as an independent nonprofit. This is CPR News in KRCC.